Chapter 4. The Squirrels They Left Behind. "Let us eat a nut," said Chubby, "and remember our friend." The community of squirrels stood gathered around the feather that fell when the hawk snatched Jed. Jed's family, still in shock, huddled in a silent, sorrowful knot. Charette and Zek sang a soft, beautiful song about seasons and the cycle of life, and how everyone and everything is a part of it. They skipped the verse about hawks. No one minded. No one wanted to hear lofty words about hawks today. Jip opened his mouth to tell how he had warned Jed, but Jed did not listen. Before he could speak, Dottie elbowed him in the ribs. "Shh," she whispered fiercely. "Now is not the time." Jutta spoke of how they would all miss Jed's common sense and his great kindness. It was a brief but heartfelt ceremony. The squirrels dispersed, leaving the feather there as a remembrance of Jed, as well as a reminder of hawks. Chubby and Jutta, the elders, were the last to leave the circle. Jed had been one of their favorites among the younger set, as well as their son's best friend. "Where was Chai?" asked Chubby. "And where was Sutsa?
"I don't know," said Jutta. "It's very strange that they didn't come."
"Very strange."